The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Happy New Year. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And man, oh man, so much to dive into, whether it's the college bowl season. It's here. It's upon us. I don't know if you're interested. If you're not, I don't know if you care. Love to hear your thoughts and your opinions, obviously, Mike, about that. But the college hoops, I don't know if anybody can beat this Gonzaga basketball team. They look the part. They look ready to be national champs, if you ask me. Everybody that comes at them, they found a way to just dismantle them and take them apart. Obviously, it's week 17 in the NFL, brother. Playoff football is near and dear to both of our hearts, and it's coming at us real quickly, brother. Good morning. Happy New Year to you, my friend. And what's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning to you as well. Yeah, week 17, we got playoff implications. My Dolphins, you know, look, they got Buffalo today. Tua's going to go full-time, but Gonzaga does look the part. We got a lot to talk about, so let's get to it.
Yeah, and obviously I just didn't mention the college football, obviously, championship stuff. The Big Four, we're down to two, so it's Ohio State playing Alabama. A little different. We still got one of the two that is always in it. I know we got to take a break. We're getting loose. We're getting warmed up. So much to dive into. It's 2021. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Are you looking for great sports memorabilia with the fastest shipping in the industry? Check out auctionofchampions.com. The fastest growing sports memorabilia auction house in the country, Auction of Champions has a huge variety of PSA 10 graded rookie cards, the largest selection of Fanatics licensed jerseys, and the best customer service in the business. With all items authenticated by third-party companies like JSA and Beckett, you'll love Auction of Champions. Check out auctionofchampions.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Morris whip it out front, dribbling over on the left side above the elbow, makes the pass into the right corner, three rainbowed up, that's off the mark. That was Terrence Mann, rebound Clark up ahead, Hachimura. Hachimura on the move, steps left, puts it over the left hand, banked it too strong. There's Brandon Clark flying in and slams it home. A flex and a fist pump at midcourt for Clark. The Gonzaga bench is on their feet. So are the Gonzaga fans. 53-42.
Gonzaga celebrates another championship in the West Coast Conference. For the sixth consecutive year and the 17th time overall.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, always doing our thing, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time each and every Sunday. Love your thoughts, love your opinions, people. You can get at us a couple different ways. You can always hit us up on the phones at 1-800-878-7529. You can always get at us on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on social media. On Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. On Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And the Real Gonzaga Bulldogs are a really good basketball team. They dismantle a San Francisco team that obviously is going to be a little bit undermanned with them in general, but they do have a couple nice wins themselves this season. And for most of the first half, that was a pretty good basketball game. Gonzaga's really good, Mike. Baylor seems to be really good as well to me. That's another team that obviously can get after it defensively, and then athletic-wise, they're going to have some dudes that are just going to come at you. Texas, what they were able to do to Kansas on Saturday, Mike, was absolutely impressive because it's never been done under Bill Self by losing by that amount of points. They lost by 25 at home at Allen Fieldhouse, which doesn't happen. I think the worst before that was a 12-point loss for Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks. So, and they were the top, they were number three team in the country, and Texas is no slouch either, Mike. They're top right. Eight in the country themselves. Tennessee had a little slip up. They lost to Alabama. West Virginia loses to Oklahoma. Iowa beats a Rutgers team that is actually really good too. The Big Ten has some good basketball, like we've been talking about. They had decent football too, and now you're seeing Ohio State playing in the championship game. Creighton gets it done. Missouri gets it done over Arkansas. Texas Tech, they're ranked, and they go down to an Oklahoma State. Illinois, that's another team that I think you got to look out for. They got a big guy that is absolutely ridiculous on their team on Illinois. Michigan State, they're always tough. Tom Izzo, right? That guy does a great job. Oregon, are they like the only hope right now for the Pac-12? Because they have gotten themselves into the top 25, Mike, and you know, we're hopeful for ASU, but I think we're also realistic that this may fall apart. Is Oregon the class of the Pac right now?
Well, right now, yeah. You'd have to say that because they're ranked in the top 25. They're ranked 21. They beat Stanford, who isn't too shabby, but I mean, for the Pac-12 to get any recognition at this point is a good thing, because, you know, with the two big sports, they're just down. I mean, it's just the other Power Four conferences and then the Pac-12 to me almost. But you're exactly right with Gonzaga. Look, I'm from the Pacific Northwest. You know that. You know, and Gonzaga, ever since they've got Mark Few and they went on that run years ago in the tournament, they are like a little source of pride with us, Northwesterners, up there in the Pacific Northwest. So what Few has done, he's turned his little team in Gonzaga up there in little town Spokane into a national power. And they look every bit the part. They can take it to the rim. They can rebound. They certainly play defense. They can shoot it from the outside. They are the overwhelming number one team by the voters, by the coaches, by everybody. It's almost national title or bust, for Gonzaga this year. And then look, you mentioned the Kansas-Texas game. Let's not forget, Texas was down a bunch of players. They were shorthanded, and they went into the field house and just kicked the you-know-what out of the Jayhawks. You know, Rock Chalk yesterday got rocked. Texas is no slouch. Baylor's really good. Baylor, you know, look, they're big. They're athletic, what they've been for a long time. So the college basketball season's heating up, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah, and if you look at the way the game is played now, it's changed a lot in both the college level and the NBA level, where it really is a shooting contest, bro. I'm just going to be honest with you. Yeah. A lot of times you go out there and, you know, it's about who makes more three-pointers than doesn't, and quite frankly, that's what happened to KU. I don't know if you know, looked at the box score at all, but I think they shot 13% from three-point land. You're not going to win many games shooting 13% from three-point land. So I guess what I'm saying is, in general, man, I think we're going to have a fun if it all is able to happen and take place, we're going to have ourselves a really fun March Madness. I think we all need it, obviously, since it got canceled last year. It would be just devastating if that were to happen again. So I really hope that as we're pushing forward here in 2021 now, that we have a really good plan and that they execute things. Because as I've been noticing, I'm sure you have too, the vaccine is being rolled out now. And you know what? Just like sports, man, there's always going to be conflict. There's always going to be things that get in your way, right? And this is just another situation like that. They thought they'd have more doses by this point. They don't have them as many as they thought they'd have. Look, man, everything takes time, but I also think we have to be smart about what we're doing. So ultimately, I really hope they have a safe, well-thought-out plan for March Madness, Mike.
Me too. And, you know, they've talked about the bubble there in Indianapolis, doing that with the other schools in the area, in the state. I think that it's going to have to be something that they seriously take a look at and seriously really consider and do when it comes to the tournament, because they can't, Andy, they can't go another year without that some kind of revenue from the tournament, because that tournament, you know, all the betting that goes on, all the activity that goes with it, the revenue that it generates, it's the single biggest revenue generator for the NCAA. They didn't do it last year. They can't afford not to do it this year. But at the same time, you and I always harp, like, we know this is a money grab. We just kind of have to wrap our heads around it and just be ready for whatever the NCAA comes up with in terms of the men's basketball tournament.
Yeah. I mean, look, at the end of the day, the world revolves around money, man. And we can't continue to just live on our good looks and charm, and that goes for everybody, you know, and not just you and I mean, it's everybody. So ultimately, man, we have to navigate through this. We have to continue to be safe. We have to continue to be smart as to how we do this. But ultimately, I'm excited. I'm definitely looking forward to March Madness. I'm wondering when you and I are going to get back to covering games, dude. I'm wondering when you and I are going to be at these games again. You know, it's like, that to me is what I am definitely missing it. However, with that being said, I can also sit back and watch things from afar, and I'm being effective in a different way. We're not at those games. We're not putting our microphones in people's face. We're not talking to them, but we're watching and we're paying attention.
Yeah, no, exactly. I've mentioned to many of my friends and certainly family members and even my two kids, you know, hey, look, I miss going to games. And my two kids, you know, they go to the games with me. They sit pretty close to us, and they get involved, and they miss going to the games. But we all know why we're not there. We all know why it's a smart thing to stay away right now. So whenever things get back to normal, they're going to get back to normal, and we just have to be patient as media members and as society.
Yeah, no, very well said. All right, I do hear that music. Means we got to take another break. Look, we'll come back. I think on the other side, I do want to get into the college football playoff and then some of the bowl games and get your opinion and your take on that, whether they should be happening, whether they shouldn't be happening, whether there should be fans in the stands, all that good stuff. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Ford steps to the foul line. His first is no good. Back to the iron. Rebound grabbed underneath by Hachimura. Hachimura on the run. 1 second left. Deep three from the top is no good. He banked it too strong, and St. Mary's wins it. The Gaels explode off their bench to celebrate the win. St. Mary's comes into the kennel and knocks off Gonzaga. 74-71, the final score.
This is Dorf on Sports.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
There's the snap to Franks, and Franks puts it in the belly of P. Ryan, running off the left of the 30, the 35, the 40. He's into the clear, the 50, the 40, to the 30, the 25, the 20. He's going to go all the way. That's a touchdown. Oh, my. He just ran 74 yards for a touchdown.
Shotgun snap to Fromm. Handoff, Holyfield. Breaks a tackle. Five. Dives from the four. Did he get there? Yeah, touchdown. Boy, he leaped from the four-yard line and just flew across the pipe.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can always get at us. You can call us if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. You could hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. And, Mike, we've had some real college bowl games happening. Whether they should be taking place or not, they did get started, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, on December 21st. That was Appalachian State, North Texas. And now we have gotten ourselves to some of the better games, if you will, I guess. Some of the better matchups, I guess you could say, where we had Oklahoma State and Miami go at it. That was a good one. Oklahoma State wins by 3, 37-34. That happened on Tuesday, December 29th. Texas rolls Colorado, another Pac-12 team that just disappoints us, as we say. Florida was kind of a disappointment, I'd have to say, probably, Mike, as they got absolutely manhandled by Oklahoma. I watched bits and pieces of that one. Really wasn't much to be entertained by there other than Oklahoma looking incredibly good, to be honest with you. So that Spencer Rattler kid looked fantastic. Wisconsin hangs on to beat a gutsy Wake Forest team that outsized, outmanned, and all that stuff, but somehow they made it an entertaining football game, to be honest with you. And now let's get to what happened over the weekend. Coming up to January 1st, Friday, we have Alabama taking on Notre Dame. And you know what? Notre Dame wasn't going to win that football game, Mike, but quite frankly, I'll be honest with you, I thought they handled themselves pretty well, because everybody was talking about how outmanned they were going to be. And you know what? It was relatively okay when you really look at what the final score was there. On the other hand, you had Ohio State win 49-28 over Clemson, and all the talk about Trevor Lawrence and this and that and the other. Look, he's human, like you and I talked about the other day. The guy's had two bad games in his career. One of them happened to be in a major spotlight, obviously, the other day on Friday against Ohio State and Justin Fields and the guys. But quite frankly, man, and then obviously the other game, the Georgia game, Cincinnati, that was good. And I think you and I were probably pulling for the little guy there, Cincinnati, but Georgia able to hang on and get that one 24-21. Your thoughts about what you've seen, the college bowls, and then obviously the playoff.
Yeah, that's a lot to cover right there, Dorf. No, I will start with the Alabama-Notre Dame game. It is kind of interesting that the spread for the game was like 19.5 points or something like that. And that late score by Notre Dame, you know, they beat the spread, I guess. And there was all this talk of all this money being lost or gained based on that one score. So that was kind of an interesting little aspect to that game. But look,
I actually think that it was 17.5. I think that's why so many people are, you know, all over that, because the final score is 17 that they lose by. I think it was 17.5, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. All right. My mistake, you know, but it's still a huge spread. I mean, that's kind of the point with that. But look, Alabama, does Mac Jones ever get touched? Like, his uniform, I don't know if they really have to wash it except for sweat stains. Like, that guy doesn't get touched. He gets all the time in the world to throw. He had four touchdowns, nearly 300 yards passing. He only missed five passes. He was 25 of 30. Bama's complete inside, outside defense, offense. So when they take on Ohio State does have a good club. I don't know if they're Alabama good, but I think it's going to be a decent game. And like you said, Trevor Lawrence, 34-2 over his career at Clemson. And, you know, like you said, he had a bad game, and then people talking about maybe Justin Fields goes in front of him in the draft. There's no freaking way that Trevor Lawrence is not picked number one, and Justin Fields is going to go ahead of them or anything like that. So let's just stop that silliness right there. You know, I'm going to kind of get on my soapbox a little bit with this next thing, and I'm talking about Army. Army comes into the bowl season 9-2. Teams are not wanting to play Army. Like, they're just bailing on a bowl game with Army because they don't have enough time to get ready for the triple option. Now, triple option is tough to get ready for, and, you know, you do need some time. But to bail on guys that when they're done playing football, they're going to defend our freedom, they're going to defend our country, and put their lives on the line. I just think these teams that were bailing on Army and the bowl game, it's just an incredibly bad look. Army deserved to be in a bowl game, you know, besides, you know, Mississippi State, who was, what, 3-7, you know, and some of these teams that were 3-3 or 4-4 or something like that. And I realize it's different rules this year because of COVID, but come on. Army, for what they do post-football, deserved to play somebody, and, you know, West Virginia stepped up and took them on, and it was a very good game. You know, West Virginia wins it in the end, 24-21, but I just wanted to give a little shout out to the Army boys.
Well, and West Virginia, you know, I think that in a way, if people are trying to elude this matchup, in a lot of ways, West Virginia makes a lot of sense to me as a team or a school that would take this honor on just based on what part of the country they're living in. And they understood that Army deserved to play a game. I really do believe that. So kudos to West Virginia for taking that game, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. And then look, we have a big coaching change, Andy.
Yeah, Steve Sarkisian, what do you think of that?
Yeah, it's weird to me because Herman wasn't doing a bad job. It wasn't like he was, you know, coaching Texas to like 6-6 records or 4-9 or anything. Like, he was undefeated in bowl games. He was 32-18 or 34-18 total. You know, he was trying to restore the greatness of Texas, and they pulled a plug. Now, if Herman was fired, he's going to get a nice little severance package not to coach. You know, unfortunately, Texas, you know, the purse strings that they have are incredibly deep. So, you know, I feel bad for Tom Herman. Sarkisian, we all know the issues in the past with him. I'm sure Texas did their due diligence with all that. He is a good offensive mind. Like, he knows how to call an offense. He knows how to develop an offense. What Texas needs is a quarterback, and they need to get a quarterback there that Sarkisian can build his offense around, a mobile quarterback, a guy that can throw it deep as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how Sark gets it. This is his third opportunity to be a head guy, you know, because he was at USC as a head guy. He was at UW, University of Washington. Now arguably he's the head guy of the biggest football program in the country in terms of size, money, all that kind of stuff. So the pressure's on from the get-go. He doesn't get a season to kind of wet his feet a little bit. He needs to jump in and get it going. And I wonder if Saban's going to let him call the national championship game. But, you know,
well,
I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
With Alabama through the 2020 season, and then obviously it'll take place from there. And I think at this point they would be somewhat foolish to break that continuity up themselves going into the biggest game of the season for them. So I don't see that happening. I do see them parting ways, obviously, after that game, which makes a lot of sense. And sometimes I hear what you're saying with that, and that you kind of let the guy move on. But I really feel like he probably feels like he has unfinished business there at Alabama. They'll finish that off. To me, there's just not enough time between this announcement and when the game is. But with that being said, another guy, Lane Kiffin, who also, you know, had a shot there at Alabama with Ole Miss. So both of these guys getting a shot at places that are Texas is better, but Ole Miss, look, dude, that's not a bad spot either, bro.
No, it's not a bad spot for Kiffin to kind of I don't know what the term is, but reinvigorate his image. Reestablish himself. That's a good term. Yeah. I mean, after the USC debacle, you know, and all that kind of stuff that happened with him there, you know, he kind of reinvigorated himself down there in Florida at that small school. So we'll see how it turns out for Kiff at Ole Miss, but he got a contract extension. So, you know, they must like him.
All righty, my friend. That's going to do it for college football talk. And on the other side, it's my favorite part. It obviously is my favorite part. We talk NFL football. It's week 17, brother. Lots of things to be decided yet, and we're going to break it all down for you on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
And I really don't know what all the scenarios might be where we would have an opportunity to do it. I'd certainly like to see this team get the opportunity to do it.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I'd certainly like to see this team get the opportunity to do it.
Can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Sure today.
And Rodgers takes a quick snap, penalty marker down, free down for Rodgers. He lost right side of the end zone into a crowd. It's caught. Jimmy Graham, touchdown.
In the backfield, two receivers left, one right. Mayfield back to pass, looks, going towards the end zone, and it's caught by Donovan Peoples-Jones. Touchdown! He got it! He got it! The rookie from Michigan got it with 11 seconds left to go!
A back shoulder throw. Unbelievable catch. Unbelievable throw.
Right corner in the end zone. Baker Mayfield to Donovan Peoples-Jones. Wow, what a play!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
That's right, everybody. Let it be written. Let it be done. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. And yes, it is week 17 of the NFL, people. Can you believe it? We have made it through the NFL season, through this COVID season. It's been challenging, but some way, somehow, they have figured out a way to get it done relatively easily, and I don't know if I should say that, but relatively easily they have gotten it done. And Mike, I just want to mention this before we dive into the NFL and we go through our games and we talk about all the matchups and everything. The Phoenix Suns are the best team in the Western Conference right now in the NBA, and so are the Philadelphia 76ers in the Eastern Conference right now. So it's early. I think we all got to kind of pump the brakes and see how things happen. But right now, things are a little upside down in the NBA, brother.
Things are a little upside down. You got the teams that we think were going to play well out the gate. They're not playing exactly up to par. But look, you got to give credit where credit is due. Philly's playing well. Phoenix is playing well. They're playing well with their new toy in Chris Paul. So, you know, it's a good thing to see, especially here in the Valley of the Sun, where the Suns haven't been all that successful in quite a while. So, you know, give them credit where credit is due again.
Yeah, and then Doc obviously making his mark with Philadelphia right early. So that's good to see. All right, brother, it's NFL football time. I'm sorry, I just had to get that in because that was about the only thing we didn't discuss here today on the program was a little NBA basketball. And look, it's week 17 of the NFL. Dolphins playing the Bills, Ravens playing the Bengals, Steelers playing the Browns. Those are all key matchups, people. Vikings playing the Lions, that means absolutely nothing. Jets and Patriots, that means nothing. Cowboys and Giants, that actually means something, which is crazy. Falcons and Buccaneers, they just want to keep winning. They're in the playoffs, but they want to keep winning. Packers playing the Bears, that's a huge one, obviously, for home field advantage for the Packers throughout. Raiders playing the Broncos, meaningless football game for both of those guys. Jaguars playing the Colts, meaningful for the Colts, obviously. Chargers, Chiefs have it wrapped up. They're the number one seed. I wouldn't be shocked if they're resting a lot of guys. But, again, they do have the week off for the bye, so questions about how they will handle that. Cardinals playing the Rams, no Jared Goff. Kyler will go. Seahawks playing the 49ers. Big game there. Seahawks could have home field advantage. Saints playing the Panthers, they could have home field advantage. I'm talking about the Saints. Titans playing the Texans. Big game for the Titans. They got to win to keep themselves in the playoffs. Washington playing the Eagles. Huge game for that team from Washington. So, big games today, brother.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of big games. And obviously, for me, I'm going to be pretty focused in on my Dolphins and the Bills. It would be great if Miami could win this game and get in the playoffs and beat Buffalo up there, up in Buffalo in January, and really kind of cement Tua and make people feel maybe a little more comfortable with him. But, you know, and then look, you look at Pittsburgh, I don't know if I necessarily agree with them sitting Big Ben. I mean, I understand why they're doing it, but this game still kind of means something. I probably would have started him, and then you get up on Cleveland, and then sit him. But you know, what do I know? I'm just a lonely radio guy talking about sports. So, you know, what's going to be the big thing that you're going to be looking at, Dorf, today in terms of all these games?
Well, obviously, my Green Bay Packers, man. I want those guys to right. have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. I think going to play football at Lambeau Field in Green Bay in January is a daunting task for anybody, and they're used to those elements. However, with that being said, big news the other day happened on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. It was Thursday or Friday of this week. David Bakhtiari is gone for the season. And if you don't know who he is, he's the left tackle of the Green Bay Packers, the best offensive lineman in the game, for crying out loud. He has Aaron Rodgers' blind side. So I do think that that is a little bit of a cause for concern. However, the Green Bay Packers do have a fantastic offensive line. Somebody else is just going to have to step up and be that guy for Aaron Rodgers right now to handle that blind side. But yeah, it's extremely important for them to win, to beat the Bears, just to continue that dominance over them, and obviously have home field advantage. We're talking about the Seattle team. They could have home field advantage. That's a huge game, brother. The Saints, that they could have home field advantage. Like, if anybody slips up here, somebody is going to jump into that spot. I like the Packers' chances, don't get me wrong. But you know what? Just that little thing that changes the continuity on that offensive line, not having David there to watch his back, I'm a little concerned. I'll see how the beginning of the game starts out, Mike, and then, you know, I do think that they will figure things out. But that's a huge concern, bro.
No, it is a huge concern, and you know, you're exactly right with your Packers. I'm not gonna your lineman. That name for me is hard to say, Biakatari, or you know, however you say it. But he is probably, like you said, the best offensive lineman in the game. He's certainly the best, you know, beer guzzler that we know between him and A-Rod there. But there's so many possibilities today, and then you look at Kansas City, Andy, and, you know, what do you think their mindset is going into this week and just going into the playoffs?
For who, I'm sorry, what would you say? For Kansas City, look, bro, again, like I said, it's almost like you're going through the motions at this point, right? So I think the key for them, in all honesty, dude, nobody better get hurt. That means something to them. I mean, this is a meaningless football game for them, right? So yep. At the end of the day, you want your horses to be ready. So to me, injury. Don't get injured today, man. This is not the day to get injured if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, if you're the Green Bay Packers, anybody that obviously has a really good shot to win this whole thing. Don't get injured today, man. You're going to hurt your team really, really badly.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. And let me ask you a couple of questions outside of the playoffs here a little bit. In terms of the Raiders, there's been talk that, you know, they want – not that the Raiders want to fire Gruden, but would you fire Gruden?
Man, that's a tough call because obviously they're so heavily invested in this guy, right?
Right.
You know, and at this point, you got to kind of start wondering – who the hell the Raiders are, what their identity is. And I think that ultimately is what they thought that John Gruden would bring to them, where
right.
I don't think that the identity has been found yet. And, you know, at some point, yeah, you got to kind of either decide you're going to continue this romance or you're going to chop it, right? And I think it's a little too early, if you ask me. I think it's maybe give it one more shot. Like this is almost a year that, in all honesty, Mike, I give a lot of teams free passes this year because we had so much uncertainty with things, right? So ultimately, a lot of these teams, I give them a pass and say, okay, let's see what you got next year. And that would be my mindset with the Raiders, to be honest with you.
Okay, now look, you're Jerry Jones. What do you do with Dak? Do you franchise him again? Do you have a conversation with him, or if you're Dak, are you just we're going to look somewhere else?
Look, I that's a great question, to be honest with you. And I think that ultimately these two sides want to make something happen. And I think that the tag for one more year makes a lot of sense after the injury, don't you? You think about it, you want to see how he's going to come back and if he's able to even get back out on that field next year. I don't even know. So I think that's not a bad way to go about it, if you ask me. Franchise him for one more year, see if he can come back to being a quarterback that is very capable in this league, and then you roll the dice with it. Yeah, I think that's a decent idea. Hey, I want to run through the games with you like in warp speed, okay? So Dolphins, okay. Bills, who do you got?
Bills are probably going to win this game.
All right, man. I guess I'm going to go with the Bills as well. I think they want that number two spot, and
yep.
Hopefully the Dolphins can get in it. Ravens, Bengals, bro.
I got Ravens.
I'm right there with you. Steelers and Browns.
You know what? I actually got the Browns in this one.
I'm right there with you. If the Steelers are going to sit Big Ben, you got to take the Browns. Vikings and Lions in a game that means absolutely nothing. I guess I'll take the Minnesota Vikings. How about you?
You know what? Just to be different, Dorf, I'm going to take the lie downs.
All right, Jets and Patriots. I'm going to take the Patriots. The Jets are on a hot streak, though, so be careful, right?
Yeah, look out. Here come the Jets. No, I'm taking the Patriots in this one.
Cowboys and Giants, it's actually a meaningful football game. I guess I'm going to go with the Cowboys, dude. I don't know why, but for some reason, they've actually played okay over the last month or so. I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Yeah, it tastes like vinegar with this coming out of my mouth, but I got the Cowboys, too, because they've played all right.
Falcons and Buccaneers. I don't know if the Buccaneers are going to be playing guys or resting guys. So I don't know if this game means a whole heck of a lot, but I'm going to take Tampa Bay in a meaningless football game.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bay in this one. I just assume everybody's going to play. So
Packers and Bears. I got to think that the Packers are going to pull this off. However, I do think it is going to be a tough, formidable foe in the Chicago Bears because they know each other so well. And actually, the Bears, since we've counted them out, they've kind of stuck around and hung on. I will take the Packers, though, and I hope they have home field advantage, too.
Yeah, go Pack, go in this one. There's no doubt in my mind.
Raiders and Broncos. I'm going to go with the Broncos just because I really don't care who wins this game.
Okay, I'll go with the Raiders because I really don't care who wins this game.
Jaguars and Colts. I'm going to take the Colts because I think the Jaguars are just pathetic.
Yeah. They got the number one pick for a reason, so yep. I'm going to go with the Colts. Yep.
Chargers and Chiefs. Chiefs all day, even if you or I was playing for them. I think the Chiefs still can get it done.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think the Chiefs will just blow them out. Yep.
I mean, look, they're not playing guys, and the Chargers are favored, but look, this is a game I would just stay away from is what I'm telling you, people. Stay away from it. Cardinals and Rams, look, there's something that tells me the Cardinals will get it done, but I hate saying the Cardinals are going to win, so I'm going to take the Rams, bro.
You know what? I'm going to go with the home team. I think last night you and I talked about this game a little bit. I'm like, you know what? I better just pull for the home team today.
So you got the Rams then. Seahawks playing the 49ers. Or did you mean you're taking the home team as in the Cardinals because they're our home team?
No, I'm taking the Rams because this is a game that Arizona should win, but they're going to step on themselves.
All right, Seahawks and 49ers, I got the Seahawks.
Yeah, I got the Hawks all day.
Saints and Panthers, I got the Saints.
Saints.
Titans and Texans, I got the Titans.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Titans again. I mean, you and I think a lot on the same on a lot of things, and today's no different.
All right, Washington and the that team from Washington and the Eagles, Washington team playing for something. I got to like the Washington team, bro. How about you?
I'm going to go with Philly. I'm going to go with Philly at home.
All right, so they messed the bed there on the last day of the week, or last game of the year, and we never even talked about Dwayne Haskins getting dismissed, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap things up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. Man, oh man, it goes by too quick, Mike, to be honest with you. Week 17 of the NFL is here. It's upon us, and obviously we're going to have playoff football after that. College football just about coming to an end. College hoops on the rise. NBA hoops on the rise, brother. It's parting shot time, my friend, and you are up.
Look, my parting shot just goes out to everybody that listens to the show and listens to Sports Byline. Happy New Year to everybody. We're going to get through all this that we've been going through in 2020. It's 2021 now. Enjoy, you know, just enjoy having a new year and new possibilities.
Yeah, no, I think that that's a great outlook, man. I mean, I think we always have to have hope. We always have to have optimism. We always have to have something to look forward to. And I think that that was extremely well said. I'm going to second it, man. I give people a happy, healthy 2021. Obviously, 2020 is behind us now. And like you said, hopefully we have greener pastures ahead of us with better things. And quite frankly, for you and I know that that means – playoff football coming in hot for us. You may have two dogs in the race, in the Dolphins and obviously your Steelers. I've got my one dog in the race, and that's the Green Bay Packers. And I think it's extremely important for them to go out, get a huge victory over the Chicago Bears on the last week of the NFL, week 17 of the NFL. You go out, you show your dominance, you have that home field advantage. I think it's going to be incredibly difficult for anybody to go to Lambeau in January and take the Green Bay Packers out. So go get the job done, have home field advantage, and make us proud. I'm a Wisconsinite, bro, and let's make us proud, Aaron and the boys. For Mike, for Scott, I'm Andy. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.